Okay. Let's go on. Okay, so we're going further, further on. So it's a new piece. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay. This is, I guess, the 11th line, 11th white line, something like that, on 72b. Okay, Machteras, Ainli Ella Machteras. I only know Machteras, if he breaks into the house, he breaks in. Gago Chartseich, Chatsiro Vekarpifo Minayan. How do I know if he's in his on his roof, or in his courtyard, or his alleyway? Something like that. How do I know that the same halacha applies? Same halacha of Machteras applies. Talmud Lomar, Yimatse Haganav, Mikal Makom. It says, if the Machteras, so the breaker in, is found, okay, if you find the Ganav, so you find, Yimatse is like, means wherever he's found. Anywhere that he's found, Rashi. So it says, V'ainli Ela Machteras Shechasar Kosel. Who breaks a wall, because that's what it means, he like breaks down the wall. Breaks the wall. You looking for a Gemara?
Yeah,
it's right there.
Gemara? Right, yeah. Isn't it or no?
What?
Is that one?
Yeah, I don't
know. Isn't Chatter tunnel through?
Chatter tunnel through? No, that's what it means, he's breaking, making a hole in your wall. He's smashing down here, smashing into your house. He's not, that's what it means. So I'd say, is that's talking about from the Torah, you only know if the guy actually like breaks through your house, breaks through your wall, makes a hole. Gago, if he's on your roof, alolo besulam, like he takes a ladder and climbs up on your roof, or chatir v'karpifa v'nichmas l'odercha pesach shmatz besuach, or like your courtyard, and your courtyard, the door was wide open. Sometimes people leave their courtyard doors open. I mean, I guess your house, no one's going to keep their house door open, so you have to break through. But if he climbs up on your roof, so I guess you could somebody maybe leave the opening to the roof open. Right? There's, let's say, a door on the roof, so no one's going to, you don't have to lock that, know who's getting on your roof. So he climbs up on your roof, or he goes into your courtyard, and the door is wide open. So he doesn't smash the thing. He's not smashing anything. He's not breaking into anything. So he's just walking in. So you'd think that that's the halacha doesn't apply. Talmud Lomar, Yimatzei Haganav, Midloksev, Imba Machteres Yimtza Enu. It could have just said, if you find him breaking in. It says if you find the thief breaking in. But we already know that it's talking about a thief. So what does he have to say, Haganav? You say, right, it's extra word, Haganav. Mashma mikol tzadim she'nerech Haganav. It's in any way which he appears to you like a Ganav. It doesn't matter if he's breaking in or whatever, as long as he has the appearance of a Ganav, it doesn't matter. Right? It doesn't matter. So the obvious question is, so why does it say Machteres? Just say, if you find the Ganav in your house or whatever. So it says, Imkein, Matam lo Machteres. So why does it say Machteres? Mevnei Shurov Ganav, Mitzvei Machteres. That's the way most thieves break in. Most thieves are smashing down your wall. But it really just means if you find them in your house. Let's see, sneak in.
Is that
your house?
Breaking it in or doesn't actually mean...
Well, a thief in your house, I mean, I would think normally a guy is guy comes into your house. I said, how's he going to get in? Yeah, he's got to pry the door open. I mean, people don't just keep their doors wide open, so I mean, generally, he's got to pry in.
Is this Hava meant to say that we're not from the sexual word? If you happen to leave a window open and he just calls the window, then whatever?
Yeah, I think so. I think so, that's what it's saying. Is I think that it means specifically where he, Hirashi. They're found and they're common, they're customers to break through. And I say it's because they know you're coming into it's basically if you're coming in, it's the quickest way is basically just you just go plow through the thing. If you're ready, look, you're coming to the guy's house, you're ready to basically make a grand entrance. You're ready to take his thing. So you just go right through, you don't start like looking for open doors or I guess
prepared for a competition, but I'm just saying, like,
I guess I don't know though that these guys look for open windows. I mean, maybe they do, but I don't know if they go around, survey the whole house, see they're looking for open window. They're already basically coming in, they're ready to steal your thing. They take a crowbar, they smash, break open your door, and they, I don't know if they make it as loud as they possibly could, but they basically, they bash the lock and they come in. And what do? They look for open windows, and then if there's no open window, then they, I mean, that takes time. You basically just go straight away, you just do the thing. You don't look for open doors. Look, sometimes they do, but it's saying it's a standard case. In general, that's the case. So the Torah is writing the case, is prescriptive, it's not teaching you anything halachically, just writing the case, a normal case, but really it doesn't matter if he's breaking in or he's not breaking in. Okay? I guess let's read a little further, but that's basically you have a havanas kan, right? Is it only if he actually breaks in, or is it even if he's not breaking in? Tanya idach machteres, eini machteres. I only know if he breaks in. God goes to keep him in nine. Same thing. Tell him, no, you're going to become makam. So why does it say machteres? Machteres is uhi asrasa. So this is a different answer. Well, first the Braisa said the reason why it says machteres is because that's the normal case. The second the Braisa says, no, it's teaching you something. Okay, which is that the breaking in itself is the warning, is the asrash. She'ein sarach asrach acheras, Rashi. You don't need any other warning. Elahor gomiyad, you kill him right away. The kivan de tarach umasar navshe lachtar, since he bothered and gave his life over to break in, I died to the hachiyasa. It's with this in mind that he came in. If the guy comes confronts me, I'll kill him. So I'm the Torah, keep him the rodev. Since he's basically he's a rodev, he's chasing the guy. Right. So he's saying is that since he's basically breaking in, he's basically ready to kill. And there, since the rodev is a hasra, you don't need a hasra. That one tells Rashi to save the victim by his nefesh. Avon nechnas lechat seiro vegago derech hapesach. But if he sneaks in through the door, ain't no hargo, achi asiro v'edim, so you can't kill him until you warn him with edim, chazi dekam in rabapach. You should know, I'm going to confront you, v'katal nolcha, and I'm going to kill you. V'zeh yikabel lav asra, and he says, okay, fine, v'yavadeh de'ani, I know, v'almanas ken yosa, and I'm doing it anyways, shantam al-leneg, the aragoscha, that if you stand up against me, I'm going to kill you. Okay, this is like a dialogue. Avo below asra lov, without asra, you can't do it. Dilma lav atayt adin afashos kasi. Maybe he's not planning, he's not coming to kill. Ella da askach pescha lehedja. He sees an open door. Ve'al adaita di'ikoi ba'pa ilaypok. Then he's coming in on the mindset that if the guy approaches me, I'll run away. I'll go out. And if he smashes open the door. So basically, he's saying is, listen, I'm coming in to kill this guy if I have to. But if he sneaks in, it could be he's just a sneaky guy, and he sees an open door. He figures he'll be there, and if the guy comes, he'll just run.
Is this even in the Mordechai Maskana?
What?
Is this in the Muhammad or the
Maskana? This is Maskana, the second Braisa. Second Braisa saying is that so if he sneaks in, it's true it is machteres, but you have to warn the guy. You have to warn him and basically verify that that's what's going on. According to the first one, it doesn't seem to be like that matters. It doesn't seem like you'd have to do that. Doesn't seem like he's going to do it according to the first shot. Well, if he does machteres, everyone agrees you don't warn the guy. If he smashes in, then definitely he's The question is, what about if he sneaks in? So the first price says sneak in is the same thing. You don't need a masra. Sneak in, whatever, same thing. Second price of this whole thing, sneak in could also be machteres, but you know that you also have to give masra. You have to make sure that's what's going on. Right, according to the first price, it doesn't seem like you have to make sure. Once he's there, he's there. Okay, so I guess here's one Rambam, is a class, test class in Geneva. Ve'echad above machteras, whether he breaks in, oganash nimsa v'sof gago shaladam v'sof chatsero v'sof kapifo, or if he's found on his roof, or his courtyard, or his like alleyway, bim yom and layla, day or night. Ve'loma nemar machteras, so why does it say machteras? Because it's usually the way thieves come is they break in at night. So that's why he says it. But really, it doesn't matter. Okay, there's another thing, actually. Sounds like the first price, all right. Although, yeah. So then there's another Rambam, which is interesting. It's like, where it talks about, remember, it says if he's ain lo dav, if he's not coming to kill, then you can't kill him, right? So the father, if it's the father, you know he's not going to kill if he's not going to kill the son. Or if he's a guy, once there already witnessing him, you know he's not going to kill. So then the Rambam says, in Yud Beis, v'chein abav machteres l'soch ginoso, l'soch sodehu, l'soch hadir, v'hasohar, yesh lo damim. So if you go into his garden, or his field, or his pen, like some sort of an corral, so then yesh l'dam. Then you can't kill him. Why sheches kasa or sheba al mamon bavar? Because it's a chazaka. Yeah, the assumption is that he came just for money. If yishein rov habaylam etzuyim b'mkom aselo, because most baylam aren't there. So if he goes into a place like an abandoned warehouse or whatever, I mean, the simple assumption is he's coming to steal. He's not the whole idea of in the house. You know, when a guy breaks into your house, you figure that a guy lives. Yeah, you have to consider a guy maybe in his house or his roof or his courtyard. I mean, his courtyard is really like his backyard, his front yard, whatever. Apparently, these are places where a guy would ordinarily be found. So therefore, when you come in, you know that you may have a confrontation, and you know that the guy may stand up, and therefore you're ready to kill him. But if it's in some sort of a location where the guy usually isn't found, then the whole thing doesn't work. Okay, so let's start with the first price. I mean, it's going to get complicated to take two prices at a time. But let's start with the first one. But I think there was the Rashi from the second one that gave us some relevant factors here, though. So the first price is saying, so what happens if you find the guy in your courtyard, on your roof? So do you say that's machteres? Do you say it's not machteres? Right? Do you say that count as machteres or not?
He is breaking something.
No, he's not necessarily breaking something. He's just sneaking in. So why would you say not? It's pshat. Why would you say he's not machteres? Not machteres. It's not the bias. Well, he may be the roof. Right? But so what? He's not a ganav.
He's
not a machteres ganav. Okay. Right. I mean, that's why I think the next Rashi says the one thing is that he says maybe the guy is shaken. I mean, he's not like a tough guy. He's just sneaking. He sees an open door, sneaks in, and the guy's going to confront him. Oh, I didn't realize. But you can't, if you break down a guy's door, you can't say you didn't realize. I mean, that's not, you know. And the guy's going to kill you. Once you break the guy's thing, he's going to kill you. But if you sneak in, the guy says, hey, what are you doing? Oh, sorry, I don't know, I didn't know someone. Yeah, whatever. And he'll just run out, and the guy's not going to really, you know, whatever. But once the guy breaks the door down, so then it's clear that he's ready to kill. He knows the guy's, you know. But if he's sneaking in, you don't know. Maybe he's sneaking in, he's ready to kill. Maybe he's not. Right? So that's kind of what that's what Rashi, at least the second Rashi, says. That's why you would need Hasra here. Right? Which is, forgetting about the Hasra issue here, but I mean, it's a decent point. Is that the whole idea of Machteres is premised on the fact that you know the guy is going to kill. So, I mean, it's true Rashi's saying it in a different context, kind of, but, I mean, once you say that that's a possibility, so then how could you say this is Machteres? And This is a little tricky, this going on, because, so, and what's the Torah teaching you? That no, that's not a possibility? You know, like, it sounds like a factual thing. I mean, is that reasonable to assume that the guy is going to do that? Is that not reasonable to assume the guy's going to do that? You know, like, it's like almost like a factual thing. It's like, is that a good factual, positive way to assume that's what's going on or not? You know, so it's a rough kind of svar. I guess the Avmina is good. I mean, it's the Avmina, to say it straight, the Avmina is good, the Avmina makes sense. I say it's only Machteres, because only by Machteres, when the guy breaks in, are you confident that that's what the guy's willing to do. But once the guy is, once he's not breaking in, he's just sneaking in or whatever, so then who knows? Who knows what he's going to do? Right, it doesn't seem to be that the main distinction is where he's located. If he's located in the house, or if he's located in the field, or he's located in the... It seems to be the question is he breaking in or not? Is he breaking, or is he sneaking? And he found it open. Okay, he found it open. It could just be, it's like, you don't leave the front door open. Just not going to happen. That's not the case. It must be open. It's going to have to be where it's like the courtyard or whatever, you know? But either way, it's a place where people hang out. People have their stuff. I mean, you store stuff in your yard, whatever. I mean, it could really be like a place where you have your stuff. Right, I mean, you could try to argue the question is, does it have to be in your house or something else? But given that Rashi brings up that point that it's hard to, you know, that's questionable whether the guy's really intending this in the first place, so you might as well make that the Havmina. I mean, that's a good argument. It's hard to even know what the Maskana is going to do with that. Okay, so I think I'm thinking similar to what you guys are saying. I think you're right. I think I don't know if it makes so much of a difference though, or Rashi later. But the thing is, let me just say it like this. Like, I think it could really work together at that point. Which is that you have this guy, you have a Ganav, who there's a Svara for, that we think he's coming, he's coming to kill you. Right? And the Torah is positing, like, obviously you can't just always psychologize a guy and say, oh, I know he's going to kill me, so therefore I'm going to kill him. Right? I mean, if you forget Machtara, so you just create some sort of random scenario that you know a guy is going to come and kill you, that's not, you can't do it. He's not a Rodef. Until he's a Rodef, he's not a Rodef. The fact that you know he's gonna, but that's not halacha. But halachically, halacha is positing and recognizing the category of Machtaras. And Machtaras is a certain case of a guy who's breaking in, and the guy who's breaking in is like a profile of a guy who's ready to kill, bring it to your house. And it's defining a Machtaras as a guy who's a Baalus Kedamim. A Stam Machtaras, your average Machtaras, is a guy who's willing to kill. Okay, he's ready to kill. That's what the Torah is doing and positing and setting up the category of Machtaras. And so to speak, he's ready to kill unless you could prove otherwise. Right? Like, right, unless the other one, unless you know for sure he's not gonna. But you assume, you have a right to assume that that guy's gonna kill. So now the question is that based on what feature of this Machtaras is it that the Torah is defining and establishing as halachically recognized Baalus Kedamim? It starts positing so-and-so guy is defined as a Baalus Kedamim. We can't get into the guy's to psychology and start figuring out each guy, what do we think. I mean, it's positing a universal category. The asserted that a Machtaras is a Baalus Kedamim. It means he's coming to kill. Okay, so the question is based on what defines him as a Baalus Kedamim. Okay, so you could say, simply if you just read the Torah, you'd say, It's the action of Machtaras. It's a certain type of a guy breaking an entry. It's a certain type of a Geneva. Like the Maisa Geneva. The Maisa Geneva takes place through a certain action of smashing open the wall, of breaking in. So that's a certain, it's a different type of an action. And the Maisa Geneva, of breaking an entry, let's call it. So that Maisa is that which establishes him as a, that Maisa is that which defines him as Machtaras. The guy who does that Maisa, he's ready. That's Baalus Kedamim, he's ready to kill. The guy who does that action, the Torah is defining that action is an action which sets him up as a killer. Okay, breaking into a guy's house. It's the Maisa Geneva. It's the Maisa of Machtaras. And that's what the Torah says. Imba Machtaras, Imba Zaganav. You just read the Pasuk. That's what it's saying. I mean, it's defining, if you only have the Pasuk, it's defining a certain type of an action of stealing. It's not a guy who's sneaking in, sneaking around. It's a guy who's breaking in. That's a certain type of a crime, certain type of a ganav, and that's what Torah is defining. So kamash malan yimotzei haganav means if you, in breaking in you find the ganav. So the idea is that it's not the action of the breaking in, the type of the method of stealing, which defines as Baalus Kedamim. But it's the location of the stealing. It's like a guy who's a Ghana who enters a person's house or enters a place where the guy hangs out, right? Mm-hmm. Like it has to be a place where the Baal is generally found. But a guy who steals from a place where of people, like a populated place, like a guy steals from an empty place or whatever, from a bank or from a warehouse, that's fine, that's a different thing. That's a guy who's just taking money. But a guy who steals in a place of people, he's found, if the Ghana is found in your house, okay, so it means you must say Haganav. Wherever you find him as Haganav, wherever you is near Haganav, which means is that it's simply the break in and entry is not the fact, it's not the break in, it's the entry. It's the fact that he's Haganav in your bias, in a makom of the Bailim. Since Bailim get upset when people take their stuff, so Haganav b'makom ha-Bailim is defined as a Baalus Kedamim. Okay, because he's like a confrontational Haganav. Once you enter a guy's house, it means you're like a Haganav, a confrontational Haganav. It's not, not because of the type of action that you're doing. It's not the action is not part of it. And there's arguments to say why the action would be, because like Rashi says later, I mean, you could say, so when he breaks in, so it's like an aggressive action, he's going for the kill. I mean, you could have said that it's only when he does that action that you can establish him as well as Kedomim. But if he does the sneaking in action, look, maybe he's going to sneak out, maybe he's going to this. There's all different, it's not as it's not as telling that the guy is going to kill. Just there's two factors. One factor is just telling that he's going to kill is that he's present in your house. The other one is the way he goes in. So we don't know, and we have to go by the psukim is to say what the Torah, what is the situation which the Torah is defining as a malus gedomim. So if you only had machteris, it's a certain type of a ma'isa of geneva, some type of the ma'isa, the method of stealing. But kamash malon, you tell the machteris, you matze haganav, that it's really contingent upon the presence of the ganav, the makom of the geneva. And baila geneva b'makom habailam is the situation of which Torah is defining as well as Kedam. Okay, and I don't think you get into it. How do you know? And Torah is defining. I mean, like it says, Torah defines. We don't interview every Machteris. We don't have to figure it out. Torah is defining Machteris as an objective situation. But we can't figure out, we can't just take studies and see what it is. You have to just go by the psukim. Torah is defining a certain profile of situation, objective situation, which we could assume, you have to assume that he's about Kedam and finds an Adam. What's that situation? So we go by the Limud. You have to follow the limudim. See, it's not like it's a machlokas. It would be a funny kind of machlokas. Like, how do you decide? You know, like, if two guys, two batatamah, just decided to argue, the svara, is he defined as it is this, or is he defined as that? Then it would be like a psychological question. I don't know what's the, you know. But it's not that kind of a thing. It's saying is the Torah is drawing a line and positing, so setting up a category where which the Torah is assessing, this is objectified. So now we have to look at the clues. We wouldn't have said this in the first place. The Torah, we didn't make up machteres. You can't make up machteres. The Torah is recognizing a situation. You have to know what's the Torah recognizing. So in the exact wording of the Torah, the way the Torah writes, it's encoding for you. It's pointing you, delineating the terms of the situation, which is recognized as a balas gedama. Right. But I think it's helpful that Rashi later. Is because otherwise, if you don't have a reason, it's just to say arbitrary, like it's a certain arbitrariness to say. I'm not sure if you were saying this, but I'm just saying there's an arbitrariness to say, is what defines him as machteris? Is it just the mice of breaking in, or is it just being there? Because what's the difference? I mean, what's the argument of one? Why should the action of breaking in have anything to do with it? Why should this being there have anything to do with it? I mean, which ones? Well, it's kedam. But they're factors. And you're saying, it's like the fact that he's there itself means he's ready to confront. But there, you could confront and then back off. Maybe he's not going to confront. But the action of machteris is more telling. It's more telling when he does it, the nature of his presence there is through breaking in. Because he doesn't have an excuse. He can't wiggle away. But when he's in there sneaking in, so there's always a way out. So the Torah is given that that's the case, did the Torah define him anytime he's in the presence of the thing? Maybe he's wiggling. Yeah, maybe he is. But the Torah is saying, look, you can always say maybes. There's always maybes. But the Torah is defining a category. So what it's saying is you need the pasuk to posit that it's not only if he's actually breaking in, but simply the presence alone is enough. And then it says, why did it say machteras? It says machteras, that's just normal way, but really how else does he get in? How else normally? That's the way they get in. People lock their doors, and the way that people normally get in is by breaking in. But it's not, the essence is, and the focus is not on the presence there, the focus is on the, I'm sorry, the focus is not on the action, and how he gets in, but it's in the location. It's good. It's a good lasha. You must say haganav. You find the ganav. I guess as long as he's a ganav and you find him, that's what I'm saying. You must say haganav. The essence is the you must say haganav. If you find the ganav, means you're there, you or you hang out, you find the ganav there, then you go for him. Okay. And the breaking in is because I guess look, you find him not necessarily in the breaking in. So then so that's the first brisa, right? That's the first brisa. So what's the second brisa? So the second brisa is saying is no, that there is a significance of writing machteris. It's not just because that's the normal case, but there's actually a difference. There's actually a difference. If he breaks into your house, it's almost like there's like three levels. It's like if he breaks in, then he's a balas kedama, period. If he doesn't break in, he's just found there, then it's like, then there's like two profiles. Then it's like a maybe. And then you need Hasra to be able to determine which guy he is. You know, and then if he's not in Reg, he's not in your house, then he's nothing. Then even if you know something about a guy, I mean, even if you give a guy Hasra, whatever, it's not, it's altogether, it's your own subjective case. So the second slide is saying is like, Torah is specifically writing Machteras and writing Yimatse because it's like a split system. Both are situations of Machteras, but if he breaks in, the breaking in itself is a clear indication that he's a Balas Kedam guy, but the presence there is a partial indicator, but it needs confirmation through Asra. You know what I mean? So it's like the Torah made a split. According to the first Braisa, no, it's simply the Machteris is just because that's the normal case, but essentially what defines the Balas Kedam is the presence. It's presence there. The second Braisa is saying no. It's not true. Machteras, it's true, his presence there could define as Balas Kedamim if it's supported by Asra. It's not supported by Asra, that's not enough. You know, as opposed to Machtarto, Zuhi Asraso. That the Machteras is a situation which is Balas Kedamim, and it's clearly a Balas Kedamim. It's like, it's not Asra, because, you see here, it's not the normal idea of Asra. Only Asra is to know that the guy's amazed, to know that, you know, it's not, because you see by Machteris, it doesn't matter. It's not like to me, it's just to establish, the warning is just to establish that he's actually going to kill. You know, because otherwise maybe he's not going to kill. So it's like, according to that second way, the Torah, the second Braisa, the Torah is actually splitting up, setting up a split system.
So
you though, like, once it, Mishita is asking, what do you need Edom for? With Asra, it has to be Asra with Edom. So why do you need to be Asra with Edom? Just Asra, the whole thing is just to really, it's not a real Asra, it's just to verify that he's this guy. So then, you know, that's why you're warning him, just to make sure that he's really a guy who's willing to kill. So what does it have to be with Edom? Right? Because Rashi says, Achi Asra of Edom. Chazida come in about Apchavikatil, I'll see, I'm going to kill you, Zay Kabbal, your Danny came, I'm an asking any of it. He's not only Edom, it's really modeling Asra, exactly. Because normally by Asra, you have to warn the guy and he has to say, I know, and I'm doing it anyways. It's like a whole formula. So, but it could be, as he's saying, is once you say halachically, it's set up that it's not enough. The presence there is possible, but it has to be supported, so it's supported by Asra. So it could be it makes use of the halachic institution of Asra. And Asra is with Edom. Like, it could be it doesn't just mean, like, now you go figure it out. It has to be supported by what determines whether he's this or that. So it doesn't just go by your own evaluation, but it means you have to verify, and Asra is the method of evaluating. I'm not sure. Maybe we should hold off, because that's the next question here, right? Is whether you need Asra altogether. So maybe we should do. So let's hold off on that question exactly, because let's set up what we'll do next time. So the Asra question, right? And this is the question: Does Machteres guy need Asra? Okay. This kind of Machteres, well, no, you'll see, it's not so simple. Any Machteres. Well, no, the second Braisa does not say, the second Braisa is only saying this, the Machteres guy, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So far, all we know is just a regular, just this type of Machteres.
Yeah.
Right?
This time it's simple,
breaks down your door, you don't need Asra, right? Exactly. Yes. Okay. So, what's that?
Which type of Machteres?
Just the guy the guy you find in your house, but he didn't smash in. But if he smashes in, then you don't need Asra. Right. Okay, so what does it say here? So it says, the Gemara then says, we'll read, it says, Amar Avuna. Right, is that what we're up to? Yeah, Amar Avuna. Katan HaRodef, Nitan Tzil B'Nafsha. Oh, so this is even Rodef. It's not only Mataris. Okay? So it's Rodef also. Katan's chasing, so you kill him. Right? So why? Because of a rodef, hence why hasra. So rodef doesn't need hasra, right? It doesn't need hasra because normally you don't kill a katan. It's funny. I mean, I just say altogether, how do you kill a katan? But he's saying, well, it's Rashi. Rashi need to know the katan rodef. So es katan acher largo, running after another katan. Not sure if there's like an idea like that, or just practically as the katan running after a gadol, like what kind of wimp is being, you know? So I mean, it's like two kids, you know. So Nitin Latzil B'Nafshel. He's feeling like, come on, Rotseach Nitin Latzil B'Nafshel. Right, because that's Halacha by Rodef. V'hai Afagav the Katan who V'lav Varki V'lei Asrahu. Right, even though he's a Katan, and a Katan, like I guess Kabbalah Asra is like a certain mental idea that you're fully aware of the consequences and you're accepting them upon yourself. It says, L'gavi Rodifa Dino Gadol. Vis-a-vis Rodef, his din is like a Gadol, you treat him like Gadol, and therefore he could accept Asra. He says, well, I'm sorry. It's like Gadol. Because Sava Rahuna, Rodev, and Sarah Hasra, Leni Natil Ben Afshal. So he must be, he's holding, because he's not really a Barachi of getting Asra. He's not subject to that, Tasra, because he doesn't have das, he doesn't have full mental faculty or capabilities. So yet you see you kill him, so it must be Ravuna's holding, you don't need Asra, because if he held you need Asra, it wouldn't work by Katan. Because he holds the low nitan nitna hasra laha elinian bezdin. The only time you hasra is by a bezdin. The low mati lamigdala im harag b'lasra. Bezdin can't carry out the killing. He's a bezdin if he does no hasra. Right? But by a rode, if it's under the bezdin. So rode, if you could save the guy, whether it's hasra, there's no hasra. Right? Whether it's hasra or no hasra. Okay. Okay, let's read a little further. Let's just read some shayla. Eis fair chesed Rav Huna yotzer roshei nogim olafi shein dof nashnei nefesh. So this is the abortion case. Remember we did this? The baby sticks out his head. Once it sticks out his head, you can't kill the baby to save the mother, because you can't push like one nefesh from another. But am I rodefu? Aye, but he's a rodef. So it must be because you need asra, and you can't give him asra. That's what the Gemara is bringing this in. That's why he's bringing it up now. Saying you tell me you don't need asra, so then you should be able to kill this fetus, this baby, once it sticks out his head. So Rodef, this question of Huna, who's saying you don't need Asura. So if you need Asura, you can understand why you don't kill the variant. So it says, no, Shain Yelt Nishmai Karad Fila. That's not even Rodef, because it's just an innate natural thing, right? That's like all that old stuff. This isn't even a Rodef case. It's not because it is Rodef, but it doesn't have Asura. It's saying it's not Rodef, because it's really from Shemayim that it's happening. It's a natural process. He's not the Rodef. It's an automatic process. Okay? Fine, so it's different, right? Differently. Name a misayale. Let's say this is a proof that I guess that you don't need hasra. Right? I think so. Let's see. One second. No. Okay. So name a misayale. We'll say rodei shayi rodei lo amar lo re'ei. You should. If a guy's running after trying to kill him, they say to him, re'ei. You should see shisraelu. He's a Jew. Ben brisu. He's part of the covenant. The Torah amra shavu dam adam adoni shalafech. And Torah says if you kill someone, then you're going to get killed. Amra Torah, tell Damashalzeh, and the Torah says that you could, I'm sorry. So you say, if you say that to him, then Amra Torah, the Torah says, tell Damashalzeh. So, you could kill, you're allowed to kill him, kill the Rodef and save the Nirdah. So what does this prove? Funny, what does this prove? I'm sort of describing a case of Rodef, right? You see a guy running after him, and you say to the Rodef, listen, you should realize that you're running after him, and if you kill him, then you're going to get killed. Sounds like an Yisra, right? Yeah, but it's not. I'm trying to prove that you don't Yisra. Well, let's see Rashi. Right? The Torah says, call a rose, so you tama, when you sees him, we'll kill him. B'shvil also Adam, she Rodef, this person is running after, Dainu ba'adam, b'shvil also Adam, and Yerdop. He's reading the pasuk. Fine, you'll read it. V'ha'cha de'lo katani yodeyani v'amenaskan yosav enkan kabbalas hasra v'filach mechayev. See, hasra doesn't just mean you warn him. He has to accept the hasra. Hasra means he has to accept it. Say, I know, I realize, I know that's true, I'm doing it anyways. But here he doesn't say that. The Gemara statement doesn't say that. So since it doesn't say that, apparently you don't really need hasra. So why are you saying it? Look, it's a nice thing to say before you kill him. Before you kill him, at least tell him that, let him know it's on the line, but it's not really any hasra. You see, it's a proof that you don't need Asra. So Gemara says, no. Here Rabbi Yosef Yehudahi. The Tanya Rabbi Yosef Yehudah, Chavar Ein Tzarech Asra. The one in Asra will have to Meshach Yehudah. Because Rabbi Yosef Yehudah holds the only purpose of Asra is in order to know whether the guy is Meshach Yehudah. So therefore he holds, if you know the guy knows, then you don't really need to give him Asra. Like if it's Tam Chacham, you don't need Asra. So therefore, he says, but he doesn't need Kabbalah Asra.
Okay.
Because he knows halacha. I guess. Whatever. You have to be clear that he knows. But the point is that he doesn't need Kabbalah Asra. So it says, so maybe really you do need Asra. Why is he not Kabbalah Asra? Because he's a real spirit who holds that in general you don't need Kabbalah, you don't need to accept the Asra. So that's why. Okay. Tashma. So you should know that he's a Jew and he's a member. If he says, I know that that's true and I'm doing it anyways, then he's chayev. So you see from here that you do need asra. Right? Because this is really, now he actually says that. He has to actually say, right? I'm an askin, right? He says, I'm doing it anyways. So the Gemara says, no. It's lo tzricha de koy v'trei every dinara, the lo matzi atzule. So it's talking about where he's on the other side of the river and he can't save him. He can't save him. So it says, Ma'ika Deboy, so what could he do? Asulbedina? So all you could do is, like, you see the guy running after him, you see he's gonna kill him. Now what are you gonna do? You can't stop him. So all you could do is bring the Bezdin afterwards. But bring the Bezdin, Bezdin Bedina by Hasra. So you're warning him not in order to be able to do the Rodev. The Rodev he doesn't need Hasra. But you're really bringing the reason why you're warning him is because you're gonna kill him afterwards. Okay? Or Rahuna could say that the reason why you have Hasra here is not because really you need Hasra. Yeah, let's see. Second. It's not clear what this answer is. Okay, try to figure out this answer. It's a little tricky. Rashi's help helps a little bit. So basically the question is, I mean, we're going to go into this thing. The basic question is, what's the deal with... question of whether Rodef needs Asra or doesn't need Asra. That's the basic question. Right? Does he not need Asra? And yeah, I mean, read through the Rashi and then Gemara a little more carefully. Maybe also to find out kind of by Ubar whether that's a Rodef or not, by the fetus being born. And then also maybe we could quickly, I mean we'll see. But maybe we could quickly I happen to do this already. But maybe get into a little bit about that question about Asra. Whether Chaver needs Hasra or, you know, Kabbalah's Hasra. I mean, it's a whole area, but I mean, I think I have to remember, but I think I have a good spot for it, so maybe we'll do it in passing.